Because they totally would. I mean, we could have said, oh, well, we have this plan. They would have been like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Here's the icon.
I think he was trying to be helpful and trying to show them, like, look. I think, at least from his perspective, like, if we could go to him and say, look, we've done all this other shit for providing value, then he'd be more inclined to argue for it.
It wouldn't have gotten us anywhere even if he'd been arguing.
Right. But the I would say it didn't go too far, but it's just a he said she said. It's like we actually have something we can show and somebody who's responsive, like it seems like this guy would be he's coming and saying, hey look, show me a fucking plan. Show me a way that you're gonna turn the audience and make it work for you.
But it wasn't even his decision anyway.
It wasn't, but he wasn't involved either.
But I mean like predecessor wasn't it was Conroy's decision.
That's true. That's true. And probably if it happened again, he would fucking say go put it. But at the same time, it's like I'd rather give this guy a chance because he at least seems to see more of the fucking good things about the brand than pretty much everyone before him.
He seems to have at least a pretty level head about it.
Yeah, he's a level head, like, reasonable. He respects brand value. And he recognizes that we're fucking touching an audience that AOL has not been able to touch, and we should fucking use that to our advantage.
Yeah. Thank you. play it back.
Kristoff
like,
has higher standards. I'm fucking easy, dude. I'm like, alright, that didn't sound like complete shit.
Come on.
kept fucking up and then, like, kind of recovered.
No, but that was good. That was good. It was, like, nicely
we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Dude, that's what, when we used to.
Thank you.
then you try to refine them or whatever? Or?
Well, no, then I'll be like, okay, well, I've played that before, so now it's time to play something else. Which I think is a mistake. I think I should keep playing some of them. Well, a little bit.
I don't know. I kind of like changing it up a lot.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm one of these ones I haven't yet played in, like, months.
That's true. Wait, what were you playing?
Thank you. Thank you.
definition of best, huh? I'm happy she shot the guy. Kim did. I was like so ready for her to die.
But I thought
was like,
he died.
Huh?
Didn't he die?
Who?
That guy.
When did he die?
Didn't the boyfriend kill him? And wasn't? Oh no, the wife was in the trunk.
Yeah.
So what did they do to him? They just injured him in the hospital and then left.
Yeah.
Right. So he,
the
like,
boyfriend injured him.
Right. Okay. The boyfriend kind of fucked him up, right?
Yeah, like knocked him out.
Okay.
But yeah.
Shot him, and I like the, I think the hacker dude is kind of like good at squirreling, but
he's so dead though.
He's so dead. I mean.
Oh man, and I hate the president's ex-wife. Oh, I want to kill her.
Okay, so the thing that pissed me off about like the last couple episodes was the whole, the part when, you know, Ray's, other agent, the Arab guy,
yeah,
who got killed.
Yeah.
Dude, that whole sequence was awful. Like, the whole, like, I got in the car, and the radio's on, and it goes, riots in the streets, and, you know, Arabs are being attacked, and, like, 1 second later, the door opens. You tell him, get out here. Like, that whole thing was retarded.
Yeah.
But,
well, and I don't know, I thought the whole plot with Kim the whole season was pretty retarded, too.
They're not telling me about it.
I can't imagine them doing that. Not on that, like this.
The whole, wait, the sequence with Kim?
Well, the whole storyline with Kim.
Her storyline is awful.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
But you can kind of forgive her because she's hot, so. But then the girl who got, I don't know if she died or if she's in the hospital.
Yeah,
and then,
assistant?
Yeah, you know she's dead because they're making sure she's dead.
Yeah, she is fucking toasted.
Yeah.
I don't know, invoking the 25th Amendment, that's pretty severe on such short
stuff. Yeah. I'm sure he's going to get it back because it's going to come
to
life.
He's definitely going to get it back and like oust half his staff. And, like, there's going to be some like political.
Because he gets so appealing. And you know when he does, it's going to be fucking huge.
But I mean, I don't know if that's even the beginning. Like, he's definitely going to get his presidency back by the end of the season. But I don't think it's going to go through. Like, it's not going to talk about that shit.
yard would be my landlord, and he'd probably hear us here and figure,